the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. Been a big week in football, but joining me as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm all right. G'day to all the listeners out there.
Hope you all had a good week. We are, what, the penultimate round before the finals start, and it's been a pretty interesting, well, in our listener league. I may be getting the wooden spoon, but I can certainly shape the final, Steve. I've had two wins in a row now, and depending if I have a big win, I can get off the bottom.
It was very interesting in the listener league this week. We had a one-point victor.
Yeah, we did,
that
actually.
That was painful for someone. Yeah. Oh, but goddamn, Jono, it's fair to say tensions are rising in the home league.
Oh, certainly is. I think it's pretty close in our top five, really, where it comes down to final matchups where if I had won this week, I played last and lost. So that hurts. Whereas if I'd won, I would have been a game clear and punch dancing my way into the finals. But
I think there's three teams tied for
44 points.
Oh, there's a game between the top five, but the bottom side, because it's top eight in Supercoach, there's three teams all on the same wins, all fighting for that last spot.
Yeah.
And two of them play each other, so.
Oh, it's going to be on. It's going to be on.
I hope you're in a better spot in your own league.
Yeah, hopefully two games clear and just tank this week and maybe shape who you're playing the first week of finals.
True.
But starting off with some big news coming out of today, Michael Barlow gone for the rest of the season. He's had shoulder on that AC joint. I don't think Ross the Boss is in any rush to bring him back.
No one's in a rush over in Fremantle. I'm glad you said big news and then started off with Michael. And I'm like, no one gives a crap about Michael Taylor. So I'm glad you went Barlow. But yeah,
I'm building to it.
That is horrific news because he is most likely someone's top forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at least second.
Averaging 98 Supercoach and having a pretty good year.
So that's horrible news for whoever the Michael Barlow owner is. But it's been a roller coaster for that owner.
It has. And also good news for Lids owners. No serious injury to that calf of his, but I still doubt that he's going to take on the Hawks this week. That's just my feeling, but...
Yeah, it's... Yeah,
especially since he's had that history of it.
You don't, yeah. Look, Richmond aren't playing finals. I think they're pretty aware of that. They're playing the kids. Really,
I don't think anyone's told Hardwick yet, though.
Well, I think the selections would
dictate.
Well, they seem to show their hand a little bit.
Yeah.
So I mean, it looks like you should be back for your fantasy finals, which is
that week off would be awesome. If you are a Lids owner.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're playing Hawthorn. That's fine. And you can come back and play Carlton. Oh, no, sorry. Let's play GWS.
Ooh.
So, anyway. Yeah,
that's interesting. And yes, as we know, Talia was arrested for a prohibited substance.
This is what I don't like about it, is I'm listening to the radio today. Oh, Sydney Swans star, Michael Talia. I'm like...
He's played one game.
What? In what... planet is this guy a star?
I can just see Luke Beveridge sitting in his office stroking a cat just going, this is awesome.
This is like, and no wonder the Swans need cost of living allowance up there. They're buying cocaine. Jeez,
I wonder how expensive it is up there.
Probably just buying weed down here.
Couldn't they just talk to Buddy? Oh. No, but if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Steve, I believe you've also got your blog going.
Yeah, as always, Dozen Deals coming out each Tuesday. It's going to cut back this week because realistically, there shouldn't be any trading in your league.
No.
From this point onwards. So, but we'll talk about some ad drops, like we talk about the waiver wire pickups here. I'm going to talk about some guys this week who might give you a matchup edge in the finals. Various weeks. So you can catch that at dozendeals.blogspot.com.au, maybe? I don't know if there's an AU. You can look for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You should have a settled team by now. And just if you are someone like me, you just add dropping that fifth forward or defender each week and playing a matchup, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I got a waiver for Jeremy Cameron last week and it paid off. And, you know, GWS have a few matchups in the finals that I like, John.
Pretty favourable, yeah.
So I'll probably hang on to him and
So I picked up Sean Hampson as a free agent this week. Bang.
Worked out.
Close to the ton anyway, 99, so very happy with that. But moving on now to our studs and duds of the week, starting off with the Swans and the Hawks. And God damn you, umpires, you cost me a 9, basically, in tipping this week. But too bad. But JPK, Parker, Mitchell, liking Gary Rowan's work as well, I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, and I'll even go so far as to throw in Naismith getting the ruck job. I mean,
yeah,
been okay. And not horrible, if you don't have a ruck, if the Swans have a good matchup, you know, you might be plugging him in, to be honest, because you look at the other side and, you know, Segler's been going okay, but Ben McAvoy, woof.
Ooh, he was number one for me. And
stinky cheese.
And hasn't featured too often on this side of the year, but Dan Hannanbury, just not the high standard of game that we've seen from him this year.
Nah, he was well down.
But that happens.
That happens.
That happens. And Buddy Ola, goalless. Not often that happens for Mr. Franklin now, does it?
No. Yeah.
And for the Hawks, God damn you, Sean Burgoyne. You were the main reason I lost in our league record.
But he just won him the game.
He was huge in that.
He won him the game.
He was huge. Sam Mitchell, Gunston, Lewis, Cyril. Should have had Mark of the Year 2 weeks in a row now.
No, kick the winning goal.
Kick the winning goal. Probably won't play this week due to hamstring soreness as well.
And what about some arrest swag, Jono?
Arrest swag.
Brad Hill.
Oh, man.
Hey, he scored well.
He did. He was fantastic as well, especially in that last quarter, getting the ball in the inside 50.
Any more duds?
No, that was it for me.
Really? You're not going to throw Ben McAvoy in the duds?
Yeah, I had Big Boy. He was at the top of my list.
You're going to have Callum Sinclair in the duds?
Oh, he's in there with he's permanent.
And you probably won't get too many more games, but Ben McGlynn.
Yeah, he's...
The expectations are low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the Friday night game, we had the Freo Dockers taking on the Cat. Freo actually pushed them pretty hard towards the end and...
Didn't mind the game, Jono. I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, I watched Detroit Rock City. I just can't watch Freo this year. I've had enough of them.
I like Freo. I like watching some of their guys play. Look, my favorite player to watch, Michael Walters. I love watching Michael Walters, so I tend to watch a lot of the Fremantle games.
Yeah, I just doesn't do it for me. But Stephen Hill popped up having a really good game, and also Mundy for me with the studs for the Dockers.
I give Blakely a little bit of love.
Yeah, he was good for a half.
I thought Michael Walters, his scores didn't reflect it, but he was...
And we'll talk about this later.
He looked like he was going to just break people apart. Like, he was there. And I don't know, it just didn't happen.
And also for the start for me, danger. I mean, kick 4 goals in a low-scoring game, only scores a 140.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, it frustrated me, seriously, like... He was so influential.
Only a 140.
Only a 140. I was expecting 180 when, you know, come end of the game.
Like, that does tend to kick the ball straight to the opposition a lot of the time.
Yeah, but still, 4 goals.
Does tend to kick goals when he's sitting in the stands having a hot dog.
And the umpires do love him.
Did you see someone high-fived? Like, one of the umpires high-fived a player?
I must have missed that one.
I forget what the game was. It was on Twitter. Someone kicked a goal, ran past the boundary umpire, and they high-fived him. I was like, what?
Where's the Royal Commission into this
that
one?
That wasn't great.
But Selwood was good, Enright, Mackey, and Duncan also good for the Cats, I thought.
I'll throw Jake Collo in there as well.
Being solid. And Ruggles, I liked his game too.
Yeah.
And for the duds...
Streaming defenders against
Freo.
Freo is still money.
This guy, I saw it on Twitter, they put out the missing persons poster for one T. Hawkins. I think it was one disposal at halftime. Yeesh.
He's not in the best of touch.
Nope.
But that being said, when you got Dangerfield kicking the ball all over freaking everywhere. But to be fair, like, this is the thing. Like, Tom Hawkins can't take a mark.
No.
Like, they sent Dangerfield down there, bang, contested mark. Tom Hawkins is just... I don't know what he's doing.
Just space. Glicksos.
Yeah.
Ooh, stinky cheese there. And I brought him into my classic team this week. Lucky Neil. Oof.
Yeah, really poor game for me.
Really poor game. But that was it for me. But
I'll give Cam Guthrie a...
Oh, yeah, Cam Guthrie.
But, you know, was tagging, so
Yeah, that happens.
And Chris Mayne, man, I hate Chris Mayne.
He's very hot and cold.
No, he's just cold. He's cold with occasional bursts of lukewarm.
Oh, okay. But moving on to the Saturday game against the Bombers and the Tigers. It was actually a pretty good game in the end. Essendon really improved after the bye rounds. Dusty Martin, 43 possessions, 2 goals, 3 Brownlow votes, you would imagine, unless you're from the ABC radio.
Yeah, Michael Clough, not a fan, that's all right.
That's all right, just... We're allowed what does he need to get even one vote?
People are allowed their opinion, that's fine.
Big Benny Griffiths was outstanding. Koch, again, Brandon Ellis getting that outside ball. Anthony Miles, and I thought Hampson was good too against Lewenberger.
Yeah, I'll even, as much as it's vom worthy, I'll throw Taylor Hunt in there as well.
Yeah, I just can't bring myself to do it.
There you go. He does look a lot like Brandon Ellis, just smaller.
Yeah. Did you realise there was one player we didn't mention this week in that Cats Freo game? Old Donuts. Just middle of the road.
Very unusual for Old Donuts.
Old Donuts. And for the Bombers are Bird. Ugh, vomit.
Kelly, he's been okay.
He has been okay. And Kelly and Zach Merritt having an outstanding year. And on the junk pile...
Oh, whoa. Back it up. What about our man Orazio? 3 snags.
3 snags? Yeah, that was good.
I reckon he should be... at least in the favourites for the Rising Star. He hasn't been nominated yet, I don't think.
No, I think he got earlier in the year, I think.
I'm not sure.
Because I know he kicked like four goals in a game, and I have to double check that. But
you know, all these people touting like Caleb Daniel, I mean...
He's into 350 now.
If he wins, seriously, this award is the biggest joke of all time.
But I'll be happy because I got on Daniel at $11.
Seriously, we'll get to Caleb Daniel, but there's a rant coming here.
Ooh, I like it. Is that maybe a strample?
Maybe it will be.
Okay. And for the duds, for the Tigers, this guy even play Edwards?
Yeah, he was out there, just chipping in.
I suppose it was a nice sunny afternoon in Melbourne on Saturday. So
I expected him to go full ham in this match, but anyway.
And Rant's pretty quiet as well.
Yeah, on the Bomber side, Dempsey and Zacha.
Yeah, and I threw Goddard on there as well. But I suppose you're not getting that outside ball.
He scored well in Dream Team, but he tended to go a bit nuts. He went full Goddard in this match. It's starting to unravel.
It is.
It's going to be great.
What have we got? How many other games left in the season? About what?
6 weeks to go.
6 weeks to go. Come on. Round 23. That's where I just want to see him completely. The full explosion. We've gone full circle.
Just punch your teammate. It's against Carlton. It could happen.
Oh, yeah. We've got a bit of rivalry there as well. And moving on to the game where I did call it on Thursday night that there was an upset brewing, the Power defeating North. I think North now have gone 0-10, or just about.
6 of their last 7.
I'm going to call it. They're not making finals.
I actually bet on the Saints. I had a cheeky $5 on the Saints to make the 8. 50-1.
Nice. Well, they're only 2 games out now, I think.
Well, the thing is, they probably lose this week, but in 2 weeks they play North Melbourne.
Winnable.
Well, you think about it like this. After that, North Melbourne basically probably won't win a game.
Bulldogs, right? Hawthorn.
So they play all the gun teams. After that, St Kilda have Carlton.
Winnable.
They have the Swans, so they'll lose that. Then Richmond, and then Brisbane.
Cool.
So they could win those match. So basically, as far as I can tell, if St Kilda beat North Melbourne in that match, you're not going to be getting 50-1 on those odds.
Nope.
And if they win it, then I give them a fair chance. I mean, other teams could do it, but 50-1, come on.
That's pretty good. Good for the Roos was Benton Brown, had about 18 disposals, 10 marks and a couple of goals, and Boomer. And
Lindsay Thomas. 3 snags.
I don't care. I don't
come on.
No, I'm not going to give him props because he ducks and shimmies for free kicks. And for the Power, their midfield's really starting to fire up. They were awesome in that first quarter. Gray, Boak, Wines, Justin Westhoff was on 80 Supercoach points and 79 Dream Team at quarter time. The Chad was also very good, I thought.
Yeah, I'll throw in not one of my favourites, but Ollie Wines and Aaron Young.
Yeah, he was solid too.
A bit worried about Boak's kick-to-handball ratio, 3 handballs for every kick. Ooh. It's not what I like.
He's been going to the old Prittis school of handballs, has he?
At least he's getting some touches.
He's been scoring well the last few weeks, which has been good. And Daniel Wells just did not look like he was in that game at all.
No. And old mate Cunnington. And yeah. I actually thought Zeebo would be better, but no.
No.
Did he have a clearance? I wrote it down somewhere that he didn't have a clearance or one clearance.
Wow.
They got smacked. And I was like...
And Trengove was jumping over Goldie.
Yeah, that's my thing. I was like, Goldie against Trengove. That'll just be knocking it down their throat.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Goldie looks slow and tired. I don't know if he's carrying... Oh, he probably is carrying something, but...
Well, they're on a six-day break, so it'll be interesting to see if they give him a week off.
And they're playing Collingwood Friday night.
That's the thing. They got to win these two matches.
And Grundy's been in some ripping form lately.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nope. And for Saturday night, the Doggies took a nice trip up to Cairns where they destroyed an underrated Gold Coast side.
Underrated? Undermanned.
Undermanned, sorry. Well, even underrated too. Kobe Stevens returned to form. Just absolutely destroyed it. Mitch Wallace kicked 3 goals. The Bont, he's having a ripping year. Matthew Boyd, not Tom. Dunkley and Pickin, I thought, were very good as well.
Yeah, I'll throw in... Clay Smith, man. He could have had 6 goals, but kept hitting post.
3 on the post.
Wow.
I love Clay Smith. He's...
And Lockie Hunter as well. Not so much for Supercoach.
Yes. It's
on the list.
It's on the list. I'm not happy with that. And for the Suns, I like Tommy Lynch, Archie, and Aaron Hallsgren.
I'll throw in Matt Shaw as well.
Yep. And I'm going to throw Tommy Nipples in the dud column. I mean, come on.
Oh, come on. We know rucks haven't been scoring well against the Bulldogs.
What, against Tom Boyd?
You know, it's a thing. It's a stat.
I think Tom Boyd had 11 hitouts.
I'm going to throw Mitch Callahan in there, despite he only got 62% game time.
It's his first game back.
Yeah, well, I thought he could have done. I actually thought he could have been a good midfield option this week if you needed one.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But
it's 2 meter Peter came back to earth. And Caleb Daniel.
Yeah, but that's Caleb Daniel. He'll go a 90, 60, 60.
This is the thing. He may win the Rising Star, which is just horrific.
They'll do it because he's the
informed... Because he's tiny.
Yeah. Well, you look at Louis Taylor. He outdid the Bond.
And they're crap. What's their ceiling? What's their career ceiling? Jared Blair?
80?
No, but I mean in terms of what sort of player they are. I mean, the best case scenario is they turn into Sam Mitchell, which they're not going to.
No.
They're basically going to be Jared Blair. Can you imagine Jared Blair? Oh, you were the best rookie one time. We chose you over Petracca.
Oh, look at it. We chose Lewis Taylor over the Bont.
It's freaking horrific.
What's about? No, they had Deludio over Ryan Griffin. Oh, Daniel Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Reece Palmer.
Yeah, I know. It's just littered.
It's whoever the it guy is, flavour. Yeah. Like, you know, Caleb Daniel's got the helmet and all that. And
we'll just ask Terry Wallace who he bet on. That's always a good indicator of who's going to win.
Yeah, I'll send him a tweet tonight.
Yeah.
Moving on now to the Crows.
I'm really interested to see what people think Caleb Daniels' career ceiling is. What's the best case scenario for
him? I said 80.
No, not in terms of scoring, but the player most...
Oh, the player.
That he could most likely be... I mean, is it Luke Ball? He hasn't got that sort of talent.
Oh, he's pretty... He's got smarts.
People forget how good Luke Ball was when he was at the Saints.
Say, Caleb Daniels has got smarts, and he's pretty... So his decision-making is really good, but...
But he's not fast. He's not tall. He's not that fast, but...
He's
quickish. He can't kick it very far.
Yeah, he's about 30 metres.
It's not good. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see where these guys are going.
No.
Like, I think Fantasia's away. Like, I think Fantasia's had a good year. I think Blakely's had a good year.
Even the other Essendon bloke, Parrish, I thought.
Parrish has been great.
Yeah. But that's not the flavour. That's how it is.
Garbage. Even Mills. I'd rather Mills win it.
He might. He's come in a fair bit.
Mm.
Moving on now to the Crows and the Pies, where the Pies call it gallant in defeat. They're pretty solid.
A lot of tackles.
Mm. Brad Crouch, he's found a bit of form now.
Could Brad Crouch be the burst guy for the stretch home?
Yes.
Yep.
Jared Lyons, I thought, was good. Big Sauce, Sloan, Hendo, and I'm going to throw old man Tomo over there in his 300th game.
Woo! We love you, Grandpa.
Oh, they had a photo of him on Twitter with hair when he played for Melbourne.
Did it like, have? Did his hair have muscles?
Yeah, I think it. It was like his rookie year. He had the same guns he's got now. I'm like, wow. Seeing Tomo with hair was weird, but and also for the Pies, Grundy's been outstanding the last few weeks. Taylor Adams again coming back from that hamstring injury. Treloar, Sidey, Cloak's been good. He was good in Dream Tea. Crisp, Pendles, and Sinclair. I thought was good.
Yeah, Cloak's been good. Sticky fingers, even with the legit glove. I'm going to throw James Ash in there. I thought he played really well as well.
Yeah,
he's starting to look like he's turned the corner, to be honest.
Yeah,
and if I need a defender, I might be looking at him.
Yeah, and they're playing some pretty decent football now, Collingwood, and they're a chance to beat North Melbourne, you would think, at the MCG on Friday night.
You would think.
In what everyone thought was going to be a block.
No duds?
Nah, couldn't really give it to anyone.
Tex. I expected more from Tex. He just seemed too interested in punching up.
And tweeting stuff out.
And I thought Darcy Moore could have done a little bit. Could have done a little bit more.
I'd give him a pass being a young kid.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, you're a Collingwood fan. You want more.
What?
Well, no pun intended.
Yeah, wasn't even worthy of a pun status.
And the first Sunday game was the Blues and West Coast, where the Blues had a really good crack and almost pinch it with Joe Biden watching the game. Doherty, got to be All-Australian. Paddy Cripps was good. Kerridge, Gibbs, Simpson, White, and I thought Phillips was good too.
Yeah, and I'll throw in even for Dream Team scoring Nick Graham.
Yep, cracked the ton there. And Jamie Cripps for the West Coast, the Frenchman Lacroix, Shuey, Gaff seems to have shaken off that concussion with two good games in a row now. Pritis and McGovern.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw Ed Curno and Jack Redden. What a fall from grace.
Redden. Oh, man, Jack Redden.
That was
Jack cool. Redden dominates the waffle. Get back in. 8 touches.
And that's going to be Lewis Jetta this week.
What about JPK? Really did nothing. Woof.
Yeah, I think, 35?
It's bad scores, one goal. Ugh. Mastin and Hutchings. Yeah. One of these guys has to go out for Sheed soon.
Mastin. Well, it'll probably be Hutchings.
Could be Redden. A lot of options.
There is options. And to what was actually a pretty good game, I thought. The middle game on Sunday was the Saints and the D's, with Montagna Membry absolutely stepping up yet again with another bag.
It's pretty handy. Membry's been great because Bruce is taking
the number one
best defender. Yeah. Membry's really just dominating.
Yep.
It's great.
I wonder if we might see a bit of a switcheroo on that.
It's hard to know because, I mean, they're both in, you know, they're both good players.
Yeah. And then if they get in trouble, which what the Saints did, they threw Nick Rewald down there, which, geez, who's got three tall defenders? No one. Hickey, Ruckman scoring well against Max Gorn. And, showing again. But I thought he actually played really well. And I liked Mav Weller's game.
Mav Weller, yep. Nick Rewald, yep.
And for the D's, Viney, Vince Gorn, and Tommy McDonald.
Yep.
And I'll have Nathan Jones and Armitage as no good.
I will double down and throw in Dom Tyson.
Did he play?
Exactly. And is he the most overrated player in football?
Hogan?
Jesse Hogan.
Oh.
Do you think he's the most overrated player?
Yep.
Yeah.
And for the listeners out there, Steve, myself, and a couple of the mates, we play a game. It's a forwards game. We pick a forward each week. And based on their scores, whoever wins, we've got a bit of a pot going. I thought Hogan, after kicking 7 goals early in the year, would replicate that, but nope. 40 Supercoach points.
Ugh. Well, I chose Brett Deledio, so not great.
No, not great. Wish I had Westhoff instead.
Hmm.
And to the last game, we had GWS taking on some school kids in Brisbane Lions. I thought Zorko and Rocky were the only standouts for me, with Caniglio, Kelly, Greenwood, Cameron, and Devin Smith playing quite well.
Yeah. I don't think Piers Hanley was that bad.
I don't like him because he played against me in the League of Records.
Oh, well, there you go. How about the duds? I got Bastanac, I got Mitch Robinson, and I got Shane Mumford.
And they've got Daniel Rich and Tom Scully.
We should be happy Shane Mumford's still upright, to be honest.
Yeah, he's only missed one game. That's career year.
Wow.
That wraps up our studs and duds for the week this week. But we're going to move on now to some waiver wire pickups you might be looking to bring into your team this week. And I'm going to start off with Adam Cooney. Been in some pretty good form before he was managed this week. And we know the Bombers are taking on the Brisbane Lions at Etihad. So you would think Essendon's going to win this.
Is there a winner? Sure isn't going to be football.
Oh, I hope it's not like a primetime game.
No, it's not.
Thank God.
Yeah, why not? Fair enough. I'm going to stick with a Bomber in that match. Joe Danaher.
He was going to be my next one off the list too.
I get the feeling he could take 12 marks.
And kick one goal nine.
But could happen.
And four on the full.
Hey, could happen. As long as he's taking marks when he does it, that's fine. That's fine. Nine behinds is 9 points. Plus 27
plus the
kicks.
Kick and it's long outside of 50. Yeah.
And yeah, we know forwards against Brisbane is money. Even in the wet, Jeremy Cameron
still scored 120s.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Lin Jong for me against the Saints. Had a pretty good game. I know it was against Gold Coast, but he's been solid without being fantastic. And I'm thinking, both the Saints and the Dogs play Etihad well. I just see this game, it could be a shootout.
Yeah.
So plenty of possession on board there.
Yeah. Again, I'm going to stick in the Essendon-Brisbane game. I'm going to say Rhys Matheson.
Yep.
I think he's getting plenty of midfield time for Brisbane. He's much like Connor Blakely. I don't expect him to score heaps, but he should be good for 80 plus, which is what I always look for if I'm plugging and playing someone.
Yep.
So he certainly has the opportunity. Essendon, they're a young team as well. No reason he can't lay some tackles, get some touches.
Yeah. My next guy, he's been in some pretty good form. He's a good ruck forward, Sean Hampson, playing the Hawks this week. Only in 51% of teams. Could be worse. Coming up against Segler as well, so I've got Segler on my list as well.
Yeah, well, you could certainly do worse.
Mm. You could have Big Boy.
Oh, my God. yeah, I'm going to throw in James Aish from Collingwood. I'm not sure of his ownership, but as a defender, I feel like Collingwood is... He really is starting to find his way at Collingwood.
Is he playing that Tom Langdon role? That sweeper?
Not really, no. He's sort of just playing loose and then pushing up through the wing.
Yep.
I think he's a good player, but, you know, new club, settling in.
Mm.
And he did an interview two weeks ago. He said, you know, he's so focused on trying to play structures, he lost his natural game. Looks like he's got his natural game back of finding the ball, so...
He's got flair.
Woo!
is that it?
That's it from James Aish.
Oh, okay. My last guy, a bit of an outsider, is Astbury for Richmond.
Kiss my Astbury.
His last three scores have been pretty solid, only in 11% of teams, and if you're looking for a defender...
Against Hawthorn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I got the Suns defenders against Fremantle this week.
Load up, people.
Well, you know, look, even, you know, these wing players like your Matt Shaw, they're usable in these matchups. Like, we saw Andrew Mackey score well. We saw, you know, your Cole Jasneys, your Ruggles. These sort of guys, you can sort of see who's available for yourself in that matchup. Connor Blakely, if he's still in the pool... They're playing the Suns.
Who do you tip that?
Who do I tip in that?
Yeah.
I'd
say Freo. I don't know.
Oh,
draw?
Draw. also, Gary Rowan is a really interesting pickup to me. He's playing some good football. The Sydney have actually got a really nice run from here. They got Carlton this week into Fremantle, into Port, into St Kilda. And then for your fantasy final, North Melbourne.
Hello.
Although that's in Tassie. So, you know, your Swans, like, I've also got Dean Towers here if he's available. I mean, there's some prime match. I mean, you couldn't get a better five-match stretch, really.
No, that's
could
right.
You, could you, Joe? Maybe Adelaide's is on par with it. But to me, that's there's some pretty nice-looking pickups if you need one. But, of course, check your league.
Yeah, spend a bit of time. Yeah, just see who's playing who, what they've scored in the past. Like, Fan Footy is a really good website. It shows all their scores against opponents, even on the grounds as well. You use that as well.
Yeah, Fan Footy's great. But, you know, we're about to play the finals, Jono. If you're in the finals, you should be looking for these good matchups. So instead of playing Luke Brown, you can play maybe a better defensive option with more upside.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know,
those 5, 10, 20 points,
they can make the difference, can't they? Exactly. We saw it in LA. You had a 1-point win.
Yeah, that's so. Right. Our favourite part of the show, who deserves a strampling, Steve? You're going to go...
You can start, because I've forgotten who the hell I was going to...
You're going to go Caleb Daniel, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know. Who do I strample? Is it the... Because I'm not going to strample the player. It's not...
Luke Darcy.
He's doing fine. Caleb Daniel's doing fine. Like, I don't want to take anything away from him because he's been good. He's had a good year in a good team. Well done to you. But is it the punters? Is it the bookmakers making the odds? Is it me because I haven't been betting...
The media? The actual media pumping him up?
Yeah, I don't think...
Giving him that exposure. Like, everyone thought Wiedering, he's the one, but now that he's gone down with those injuries...
I think Wiedering's been solid, but there's so many... Like, I'd probably prefer... I don't see what Daniel's done that's been so fantastic.
It's just the media that bumped him up.
To me, he's just been average. Like, he's been fine.
Yeah, he's been that role player.
But he, you know, I think Mills has been better. I think Parrish has been better. I think Fantasia's been better. I think he's been similar to Connor Blakely. In fact, you could argue he's had more opportunity than Blakely. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't sound like I'm hating on the guy because he's fine.
Yeah.
I've got no issues with him. Good luck to him. But yeah, you know, Wiedering. Who else is there? Eagles, no one.
You got Mills. We said Mills.
Yeah, Mills. I like Mills. Yeah. You know, Petraka. I mean, come on. He's a gun.
Oh, man. He was good yesterday.
How good is he? I played him. He's fantastic. Darcy Byrne-Jones.
Yeah, like,
what the hell has he done wrong?
Yeah. You're not in that Victorian bubble.
There's so many guys who are... I guess that's the thing. It's so even. There's not really a big standout, I guess you could say.
I don't think there has been a standout this year.
So, I mean, you know, really, it's still up for grabs in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah. Come on, Caleb Daniel bet. I got him at $11. Come on, I'm going to ride that one home.
Yeah, I think I bet on... Who did I say at the start of the year? I think I said someone from Essendon.
Yeah, no, Hugh Goddard.
Oh, yeah, Hugh Goddard. Jeez, that worked out well. Did I bet Michael Talia for Australia? Actually, one I got right was I said Dusty for my outsider for the Brownlow. He was $34.
And I had the Bond, so... But Dusty's well ahead of the Bond.
Mm.
My strumple this week is Supercoach scores. I have a big bone to pick with Supercoach and the Herald Sun this week. Examples. Steph Martin, 111 Dream Team, 72 Supercoach. What the hell? Okay, he went at 27% efficiency.
That's not a great example then.
But he's had 35 hitouts. I was watching the game. Most were to advantage, even though it was pouring down rain. Seriously, better than 72. Lockie Hunter, 110 Dream Team, 79 Supercoach when he had 29 disposals, 74% efficiency. How the hell does that work?
Look, you're not going to hear any arguments from me.
Taking nine... No, this is because it cost me freaking top spot and Aaron Hall. 102 Dream Team, 78 in Supercoach when he went at 62% efficiency, but still.
Maybe you should choose players who can kick the ball.
I don't have Aaron Hall. Lockie Hunter, he can kick the ball.
Yeah, to the opposition.
75%, that's not bad from 30 to
70. Yeah, but they're all short kicks and they're all... Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know. I'm in the same boat. You know,
And it wasn't just those three, but there was a lot of examples over the weekend.
I actually hate Supercoach scoring. I think it's complete junk crap.
Yeah.
And this is basically why it is complete junk, because it's rationed out. Like there's 3,300 points. There's a set
and it's all weighted in the first quarter.
So it's not based on volume.
No.
To me volume
if he
counts.
What he does at this part of the game, da 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 da.
To me, volume should count. I kind of like the Dream Team scoring.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I wish there was a happy medium, but I don't understand why there can't be Supercoach, but in volume.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing a draft, and you know Team X has 500 possessions a game and Team Y has 400, well, you should weight the guy who gets... There's more possessions.
The Bulldogs, high possession team against...
Or more goals. Why aren't... You rant against goals is...
Oh, ridiculous. Like, as with danger, kick four goals in a low-scoring game, not rewarded as much for it.
Yeah.
But, frustrating, very frustrating. So, any questions this week, Steve?
No.
No?
I question my sanity.
I'm going to bring up sausages. We talked sausages last week.
We talked sausages last week.
Yeah. You know, in the bread. Sausages and bread.
Oh, yeah, we did talk sausages and bread.
So I went to the supermarket, had the bought some sausages.
Why? You just won the meat tray last week.
This was on Monday. I won it on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, I won. Yeah, that's the problem. I bought sausages on Monday so I could have them... I bought them on Tuesday so I could have them Thursday. And I don't want a goddamn meat tray.
Oh, we both want a meat tray.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, so I bought these nice black pepper and Shiraz, red wine... Angus beef sausages.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they were awesome, but what other flavours do you like?
In sausage?
Mm. Are you a chicken sausage man?
I've had them. I'm not, if it was having a barbecue and I got a bunch of different ones, yep. I would get chicken ones as an option. I like the spicy sausages.
I like spicy sausages.
Like with a bit of paprika through it.
Yep.
What are the chicken ones? They got like chives and cheese.
Chives
in it.
And something. Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah, like a Kransky.
It's kind of like a Kransky. Mm.
No, just the old $5 Safeway ones with the honey. Mm, beautiful. I like them ones.
Well, I just get the plain ones because I load it up with sauces and jalapenos and stuff like that.
Yeah. Even a good lamb snake.
Need to go to Flavor Country, Jono.
Yeah.
That's a problem with those other ones, like the flavored sausages, because I want to slather it in sauce and mustard and pickles and stuff like that.
But you still want to have the flavour.
No, I don't want the... That's the thing. I don't want... Like, if you have the flavour, then it kind of just goes all pear-shaped.
Whatever that sausage is made of, intestine...
It could be flavourless. Just about.
Oh, it's just all the offcuts of the whatever animal.
That is fine. Yeah, whatever animal is the key phrase there.
Spin that wheel. But,
these are minutes. I want to talk... I was listening to a podcast today, and... They were talking their five favorite Simpsons episodes.
Ooh.
And it could have gone forever. Like, it really could have.
Yeah.
But they were talking, and like, their favorite episode was the Scorpio episode, which is brilliant.
It's the best.
And I was like, who is the best sort of one-off character?
Is it
Scorpio?
Of course.
Yeah.
Frank Grimes?
Grimey.
Grimey
was good.
Grimey was good. Man, I haven't watched The Simpsons in years.
So. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I can't even remember.
So if we spoke about this maybe 8 years ago, boom.
Over it.
Yeah.
We have about 57...
One-off characters. Yeah.
But,
Homer's brother.
Herb.
He comes back.
But yeah, you're right. He's...
The first one was good.
Yeah.
Even the second one was good. The baby monitor. That's all I can think of on the top of my head.
Hmm.
But Scorpio, best episode.
Yeah, fantastic.
Denver the Broncos. Yeah, look at you now, Homer.
Yeah, I got nothing else. We should really do off-season. If we do off-season shows, we should do like a Simpsons or South Park. So I'm a bigger South Park fan than anything.
Yeah. What would I do? Transformers. Hey.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm talking Gen 1, not this other crap.
Not this digitized nonsense.
No.
I actually saw Old Turtles the other day on TV.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's like on Saturday or Sunday morning. From up early enough, I'll watch it. And
Bebop and Rocksteady. I couldn't bring myself to watch the new movie, though.
I haven't watched the first one.
You haven't?
No.
I watched the first one.
But I saw the trailer for the second one. I'm going, that looks pretty good.
The second one looks horrific.
I don't know. It's got Krang and then Bebop and Rocksteady look pretty
Does
good.
Does it have Krang?
Yeah.
I didn't see Krang.
Krang's in it, man.
Oh, okay.
Like the...
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I'll get behind it.
Yeah, the first one was like, Michael.
I don't like the new Casey Jones. I watched the old Turtles the other day, and I like the old Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Elias Koteas.
Whatever happened to him?
He's in Law and Order or something like that.
Oh, okay. Who's the new one for the new movie? It's like a Hemsworth or something, isn't it?
No, he's some random guy.
Okay, I thought it might have been Hemsworth because they're in everything.
Wasn't he in the Ghostbusters movie? Are you going to see that?
Yeah, I might wait for a pirated copy. I'm not going to spend my heart in. I've heard a lot of people hating on it just for the fact that it's all females, but...
That's fine.
I'm I'll give it a shot.
You're a liberal guy.
Yeah, I don't care. Man, woman, child, whatever.
Children Ghostbusters? I would see that.
That would be all right.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps up the show for this week. Good luck in your waiver wire pickups, and we'll see you on Thursday.